There are many lessons in the parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim which are relevant to a lot of our teaching and commitments that we have in life. To notice that there are two such concepts here which I think are relevant to our general activities and some of the specific things that we do. When in Parshas Boy, when Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe Lo Yishma Aleichem Paroi, so the Sipurnu says, Omar, Shebiyois Shokel Yisborach Omar El Moshe, since Hashem said to Moshe, Shetam Hachbodas Halev Shohoysu LeParoi, the reason that he's going to harden the heart of Paroi is Kihiksha Hashem Esruchoi, Hoyo Kedela Harbois Moifsov, was in order to be able to bring about more miracles, Kedei Shebohem Yakiru HaMitzrim VYisroel Es Godloi V'Tuvoi, so both the Mitzrim and Klal Yisroel would be able to recognize the greatness and the goodness, all the Hatova, all the Hashgocha that Hashem does, Hashgocha Protis, Ke'omu V'idatim Ki Ani Hashem, V'hinei LaHashlim Kavonoso Zois Meishe V'Aron Yachtov His Asku Lasus HaMoifsim, and to be mashlim this kavona that Hashem wanted that Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrim should come to recognize Hashem with all of his nisim v'niflois, and Moshe and Aaron were worked together to fulfill this intent of Hashem. Lochein atok asher gozo hokel yisborech lahanishes amitzrim. Therefore, now when Hashem has was gozer to punish the Mitzrim, ulahatzilas Yisroel meyoisa oinish, and to save Klal Yisroel from getting this oinish that the Mitzrim were getting, im heyois ktsosam ruuyim lo mitzadma, even though some of Klal Yisroel were also worthy of this punishment, ulahapis Elohei Mitzrayim, and to cause the downfall of the gods of Egypt, kedei sheyochol ha'oinish, that the oinish should be chal. He says, therefore, this mitzvah of the Makas Bechoris and the Korban Pesach that they have to bring should also be through, given to them through Moshe Aaron, just as they work together to bring the Mitzrim to do tshuva ulahiris es b'nei Yisroel and to teach Klal Yisroel all about the godless and the goodness of Hashem, kedei sheyizku shneim yachad lohitzi lepoel es pri pu'ulas ishtadlusam. In order, therefore, they were chosen, they were given this task to complete it with the Korban Pesach, that they should be zeiche together to bring to fruition the acts that they did and the hishtadlus that they did. Now they're going to be zeicha to actually bring it to the final culmination, which was in the Korban Pesach. It sounds, on a simple level, that since Moshe and Aaron had begun to be metapel with this inyan, with the whole geula and the whole teaching Klal Yisroel and the Mitzrim to show them the nisim, that they're going to complete it, and they're going to be privileged to see the fruits of their labor and their hishtadlus. But it sounds for the Sipurnu that there's more to it, because he says like this. His introduction is Shebiyois Hokel Yisborach Omer El Moshe Shetam Achbodes Alev Shoyis Olaparo Ki Hiksha Shebes Ruchoy is Kedei Laharbeis Moivsov. The reason that he's doing this to Paro and making his heart hardened is to bring more Moivsim. Is Kedei Shebohem Yakiru HaMitzrim V'Yisroel Es Godlo V'Tuvoy. That in order that they should come to recognize the greatness of Hashem and the Tuv Hashem and Moshe and Aaron did it. Lahashlim kavanoso zois vihine lahashlim kavanoso zois yachtov is askulasus amibsim. In order to fulfill this kavona, this is what they did. Therefore, when it's finally going to bring it to the end result, they should be zoiche to see the fulfillment of their efforts. It sounds like it wasn't just because they put in the effort and they started the process, and therefore they should be zoiche to see it to its final culmination. But it sounds like it has to do with the fact that they understood what they were doing, and they did it with the kavona that Hashem had for it. And since they did it, that lahashlim kavonosoi, they were oisik, they did it to fulfill Hashem's intent of bringing mevsim and hakora to the mitzvah and to klal Yisrael. That's why they were zeicha to be mashlim this process and to see the fruit of their labors. Sounds like that part of the schus to be zeicha to see the results of the efforts that we put in is not just because we put in the effort. I put in the effort. I did loyally. Hashem told me to do it. I brought about the moifsim. He told me, I announced this, tell Paroi this, then tell Paroi this, and all the instructions, and I follow them loyally, and therefore I should be zeichet to see the results of my effort. It sounds like that in this particular case, and therefore it seems like there's at least an extra schus that the person is, it's not only that I did what I was supposed to do, but I did it with the right kavona. The fact that I was mechaven for this purpose, this is what it says about them at least, because Hashem explained to them, it was Sheyakiru HaMitzvah Yisrael Eskod L'Vetuvoy, and they, Lahashlim Kavanosa Zeis Meshav Aaron Yachtav Isasku, and to be Mashlim this Kavono, this is what they did, that's why they were Zeich. So just thinking that, you know, many times we do things, and it's really a very high madrega, we do things because we're supposed to do it. This is my tafkid, this is what I'm supposed to do. I put in the hishtadlus, and I should be, you know, hopefully zeichet to see the results. But it sounds like that there's a special schus. If not only I put in the hishtadlus, but I had the specific kavona. What I'm doing because Hashem said so, what could be more? But there is an inyan of understanding. This is why we're doing it. This is what we have to accomplish. This is the goal. And even though the ultimate in Avodas Hashem is to listen whatever Hashem says, but there's a maila that's going to entitle me specifically to see the fruit of my labors, not just to do what's right, for that I get schar, but to actually bring it to fruition, to appreciate it. It has to do with the fact that I understand I'm doing it for the right purpose, I'm doing it for the kavona that Hashem has, which means a moshel, a person's involved in teaching in Arbotzes Torah. So, poor should I do it? That's what I have to do. You know, I want to do what's right. This is the mitzvah. Shinantu levonecho elu hatalmidim. But if a person has a broader scope of what Hashem wants, laharos godloi v'tuvoi, the union of that they should, he says later, he explains that wasn't only stam laharos godloi v'tuvoi, but it says that they should do tshuva. He says, in the future generations they should do tshuva, and the future generations should recognize. No, that was something else. Yeah, they should recognize. Klal Yisrael should recognize. Yeah, lehoshiv es Mitzrayim b'tshuva, lehiras es bnei Yisrael. That's what he says before, as that they should be able to tell the future generations. When I'm focused on the specific purpose, then I have more of an entitlement. There's more of a schus because what I was doing. If I'm doing it stam l'shem mitzvah, so then of course I'm doing a mitzvah. The schar is not shaykh. But if I'm doing it with a focus, a kavona for exactly what the purpose is, what is it meant to be accomplished over here, then I guess there's such a human thing that such a person who's been doing it for that thing, and it doesn't seem to be an avla, it seems to be a schus, that now this person has to be zeiche to even more to see the results of his labors. So I would assume that in the world of chinuch, in the world of hashpoah, the more that we're focused on the specifics of the goal, what does Hashem want for these people? What does Hashem want us to accomplish? Not just the fact that I have to do what I have to do, but what specifically are the goals and the accomplishments? The more specifically focused that I am on the kavona of what I'm supposed to do, the more I enhance the schus to be able to see the nachas and the results. Now, One might say, okay, well, who cares about nachas and results? We want to do what's right. Maisa, we're human, and not only do we want to see such things, but seeing results and seeing nachas enhances our ability to continue and our commitment to continue and our and the mesiras nefesh that we might have to go through to continue. So it's certainly an important thing to be able to see results, and the privilege to see results is more assured when a person is focused on the specific purpose, because I guess then he can appreciate the results more. This is exactly what I did. I didn't just do the mitzvah. I did the mitzvah with this specific kavona, and therefore I'm now privileged to see that this kavona was in fact brought to fulfillment. That's one idea that I think is certainly relevant in a lot of the things that we do. Then in Parshas Bishalach, there's where they're standing by the Yamsuf, and Hashem says to Moshe, "Matitzak elai." So here the Sipurna learns an interesting thing. He says, "Ki omnom hu hoya bichlal ve'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem omnom tzakas Moshe lo hoisa miras paro v'chelo." He says Moshe Rabbeinu was not calling out of fear of Paro. Paro is coming, and what are we going to do? They're coming to destroy us. That's not what he was crying about. Ki kvar higid li Yisroel es mapoiles ha-mitzrim u-misosom. Ki omra lo isosifu lirois oid ad oilom. Liroisam oid ad oilom. Hashem yelochim lochem. Moshe Rabbeinu was not afraid of Paro coming. That's not what he was crying. Aval hoiso tzakoso al more, or he changes it to sore, Yisroel shehi izu pneihem. He was crying about that the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the people of Klal Yisrael, that they were mazed. They had such a chutzpah be'omram hamibli en kvorim b'mitzrayim, that they the audacity. They come out now, and now they're being chased, and it looks like their life is in danger. And they had the hozo to say hamibli. Were there not enough kvorim b'mitzrayim? You had to take us out here to kill us. V'choshah b'shvil zeh shel yishmu loy li'konais labayam. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought that because of this, they're not going to listen to him. He saw this choza, and he said, they're not going to listen to me to go into the Yamsuf. And that's why he cries out to Hashem. Lefika chomoloi matitzak elai. Therefore Hashem said, what are you crying to me? Ki omna mato choyshed b'ksheirim. You are choyshed b'ksheirim. Dabra b'nei Yisrael. So velo yamru es picha. Speak to them. Tell them to go in. They won't rebel. They won't oppose. They'll follow your directive. So it's a little bit very interesting or strange. I don't know what it is. Lemaisa, that the fact that they were afraid was not of concern to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Paro was coming, and Moshe wasn't afraid because Hashem had promised. He knew. But the fact that the Klal Yisrael was concerned that Paro was coming, it looks like they were still, until they went through the Yamsuf, they even still felt like Avodim. The only real Geula happened, the Sipurna learns at least, on the Yamsuf, when they saw their Mishabdim, when they saw their masters drowned, dying. The fear, that wasn't the issue. The issue was, Moshe Rabbeinu saw, he said, that there's Choza there. There's a hoza there. They're chutzpah. How dare you say hamibli en kvorim b'mitzrayim? That's the way you talk. Wasn't there enough chutzpah with such a cynical kind of a talk? He says they he izu pneihem when they said hamibli en kvorim b'mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that and he was ready to give up. He's such meila that they were afraid. Okay, I'll talk to them. Paro is coming. No, Klal Yisrael will rise to the occasion, and Hashem promised, Hashem Yilochim Lachem, it's going to be good, and nothing to worry about. He wasn't concerned. But when he saw the chutzpah, they spoke with such chutzpah, and him say such a thing, Amibli and Kvorim b'Mitzrayim, after all they saw in Mitzrayim, after all the Nisim, and what happened to them until now, and now Paro's coming again, so what? Hashem will help us. And yet they spoke with such a chutzpah. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his Das Torah, saw that there's nothing to talk about. He says, he's crying to Hashem, he says, they're not going to listen to me. He saw a level of rebelliousness which was not shaykh. So, first of all, it seems that fear and nervousness and this, those things are normal, you know, even on such a level, even after they had seen so much, that wouldn't scare Moshe Rabbeinu. But when he saw the choza with which they talked towards Hashem, As far as Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, that's created a blockage that he was afraid they wouldn't be able to listen to go into the Yam Suf. They're not going to listen to him. And he's crying to Hashem. But Hashem says to Moshe, Yochisha Bikshere. Yochisha Bikshere. Ay, what do you mean? How dare they say so? Would we say such a thing? Amibli and Kfarim be Mitzrayim. Hashem did so much chesed for you. He took you out of Mitzrayim. He showed his capability. Dom tzvardeya kinim, choshech makas b'chayris. You see, Hashem can do anything, and there was no limit to his capabilities in Hasgoch. You saw all his koiches of maise bereishis, of briyas ha'olam. And now they say, but even though with all that, and they spoke with chutzpah, says, Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken. He says, no, there's nothing. There's no... No matter how rebellious it seems, no matter how outlandish the chutzpah is, no matter how great the zilzul and the chilul in what they're doing is, but yochishet b'ksheirin, they're going to listen. There's no, it seems, I don't know what there's no, but sometimes you could look at the worst situation and you could see and say, it's impossible. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a great Das Torah, and he knew. He went Zilzul, that's not Shaykh. Azus Ponim is the worst. But Hashem taught him a lesson. He said, no. He says, the Klal Yisroel, even with the greatest barriers that they put up, with the greatest chutzpah that they express, and sometimes, I don't know if it's here, but sometimes this chutzpah is all just a defense mechanism, a barrier, because we're vulnerable to certain things. Certainly, we know in terms of hashpah, in terms of kiruv, in terms of chinuch, that the people that put up the biggest fight and the people that are mezalzel the most are usually the most vulnerable, and they're usually the ones that, because they're so inside, so sensitive, and so really truly receptive, and so afraid of that receptivity, that they're putting up this facade. But you see that even though it's in such a matzav where Moshe Rabbeinu was sure that it's not shaykh, this is the worst thing you can imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, no, you are cheshed b'ksherim, because the Klal Yisroel, no matter how much they're oppositional, and no matter how much they're meis ponim against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was not against Moshe Rabbeinu, it was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but don't be cheshed b'ksherim, they can be reached, you'll tell them to go in, you'll tell them Hashem promised, and that havtocha, despite the fact that they're so afraid, despite the fact that the fear brought them to the level to be so meis ponim, which was enough to convince Moshe Rabbeinu that it's fafal, it's not going to happen, they won't listen, Klal Yisrael will be told, Hashem will protect them, Hashem yilochim lochem, and they will respond. So we also have to be very careful about underestimating the potential and the koiches that Klal Yisrael, that any member of Klal Yisrael has. And despite what it looks like on the outside and the chutzpah and whatever inappropriateness we see, that we should be careful not to be choshed b'ksherim, because deep down they're extremely reachable.